And we will bring it as a present.
I think of it as being a place of spices, Grenada.
Yeah, yes, Grenada is the land of spice.
Exactly.
The land of spice.
That's where you get your nutmeg and your
cloves
and things like that.
Yes, there is nutmeg, there is cocoa, there is spice. All that is from Grenada.
Yes. Absolutely. So I imagine, and I may be wrong because I've never visited, but I imagine that the air, you can smell.
You could smell it from afar.
Yeah.
When it's ripe, when it's ready.
Yes.
You smell it when the wind blows.
Wonderful.
You get the scent of it, you'll know where it, it's ready to reap.
And is that therefore kind of part more of the childhood there, that the spices are kind of. You use them more. They're
healthy. You can smell them throughout the island. Wherever you go, there is something growing. It's very aromatic, and the fragrance is really, really strong. And because you have such a variety, because even outside your own home, you would have your herbs growing.
Yes.
You'd have plum trees, you'd have sugar apple trees, you'd have mango trees. Yes. Every house had their own.
It's a very fertile soil.
You'd have sapodilla trees.
Sapodilla.
Jackfruit trees.
Yes. Mm. You'd have green bananas and plantains. The Caribbean has always been self-sufficient.
Yes, yes.
And we've always had to be sustainable.
Yes.
We couldn't. The only thing that we didn't grow was rice.
Yes.
Even as a child, some islands grew rice.
We cannot grow rice. The climate is too hot.
Exactly. My mum grew water. all of those and watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
My mum grew her own. Because you explain about the cocoa, mum, and how it's grown and how they have to extract it from the pod.
The plant the seed.
Yes.
And the seed grow, and it grow a massive big tree. And they look after it, they feed it. And then they put out cocoa on it. Cocoa, they're big like that.
Oh,
and they're long like that.
And there are different sizes.
Yeah.
You can get them like that. Yeah. But generally, it would be like that sort of shape.
Yes.
And how they know it's ready, it's yellow.
It's yellow.
The color change from green into yellow. So they know it's ready, and then the people and them will pick it, and they will put it in the basket and bring it go in the place, and they put it in a trough. It's a trough.
You have to split it.
It's a big thing, and then they leave it in the sun.
To dry it?
The sun going to soften the skin, the pad, and then them going to split it in half, and then they get a scoop. And they scoop out all the seed from inside of it, and they put it there, and then they washed it.
Okay, before they do that, because the inside the cocoa, there's a sap.
Yes.
It's like a fleshy, white fleshy substance.
Yes.
As children, you can eat it, and adults, you can eat it.
Okay. Yes.
And if there was something to describe it compared to here, it's like a lychee. Because it's the seed inside that they would then...
They use.
Because if they didn't take the sap out, they would just put it through the fermentation process, and it would go mold, it would fermentate.
Yes,
and that's how they would then extract the seeds from it. And then with this, they had huge troughs, as you see them there. Troughs.
Yes.
They would gather, once the fermentation process is gone and all the sap has been removed from it, the inside of it is what you're going to, you will get the cocoa, it's the cocoa itself. But that has to be dried out.
Yes, okay.
Because it's quite moist.
Yeah, yes.
And so they'd put it out in the sun, and every day someone would turn it.
Yes, you'll pass and you'll turn it.
They had workers. All this was manual labour.
Yes,
and
yes.
It was, they had their hands and they had... Do you remember?
Palette.
It's a palette. Wide palette with a handle.
And
it's
long.
It's like a shovel, but it's flat. Everything's flat. Shovels here have got the dip, but this is flat.
Yes, and
you take it and you
just turn. That may call it a board.
Yes, wood.
Wood.
Right.